Can I get an amen? Well, ain't you glad to be here? Well, Rodney, you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. I'm used to you being over there. And then got slid around on me. But Chad Oliver, you're in the wrong place. I'm used to you being over here. And slid around on me. Brother Harold, you out of place. Brother Harold, that's the closest I've ever seen him to the front of the church. JD, can I get an amen? Amen. That's his grandson. Well, I'm glad to be here. Amen. I asked Brother Garrett Friday. I asked Brother Garrett about singing that song, The Goodness of God. I said, I want you to pray about it. If God will line it up, I want you to sing that song as a choir. If God will line it up. Which has been laid on my heart, how good God's been. God's been good to you, say amen. Amen. If you've been good to God, say amen. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. What can you do to be good to Him? There's nothing you can do to satisfy Him. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that satisfies God. Isaiah 53 said it was the blood that satisfied God. It's the blood that saves sinners, of which who I am. It is the blood, Brother Garrett, that silenced Satan. He's got to shut up and sit down when the blood's been applied. Amen? So this morning, I just want to take a few moments to show you three major blessings that is in your life. You see how Satan's done you? You see how he wars the mind? I ask you, has God been good to you? And you hollered, amen. And then I ask, have you been good to God? And he was like, amen. That's how he wants you to do. He don't want you on the mountaintop. He don't want you reaching higher. He don't want that in your life. He wants you to be down here. He wants you to be down there. And God said, greater is He that is in you, being Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of heaven, that's living inside of you, than he that is in the world. And this morning I want to share just for a few moments three major blessings in a believer's life. Romans 2 verse number 4, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Three major blessings that are found in a believer's life. I pray when you walk out this morning and you can say, hey man, God's been good to me and I've been good to God. Amen. Hey, I do my best to be good to Him. I do what He asked me to do. I try my best. Amen. Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the Bible says, or despisest thou the riches of His goodness? Don't despise His riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, there it is, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence this morning, I love You and I thank You for loving me this morning. I thank You that I get to stand and preach, thus saith the Word of God. I thank You that I don't have to search the Bible and look for my opinions or what I think's right, but I can look at the Bible and I see exactly what the Word says of this morning, Father. I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for Your grace. I thank You for what You do in our lives. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that You guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything said this morning be all about You and nothing about me this morning, Father. Lord, I pray for that one that's depressed and down and out and needs a touch this morning. I pray they walk out better than they did when they come in. Father, I pray for the ones that are sick and sin sick this morning, Lord God, that we realize that the hand of God can touch anybody, any place, any time, and anywhere. Father, I love You and I thank You. I pray this morning that everybody in this place, when they walk out, they can say that they bleed the blood of Jesus. Father, I love You and I thank You. Father, I thank You that if they cut me this morning, the blood of Jesus would run all through my veins. Lord God, it'd be proof in this place that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love You and I thank You, and it's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning in Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4. In that small verse, I want to show you this morning what the Spirit of God has spoke to my heart this week. That there's three major blessings that are found in that one small tiny verse. There are three major blessings that are found there. If I ask you this morning, what is a blessing in your life? You'd say, well, it's my wife and she is a blessing. You'd say, it's my husband and he is a blessing. You'd say, it's my kids and they are a blessing. You'd say, it's my grandkids and they are a blessing. You say, it's my grandparents and they are a blessing. You could say, it's my church and it is a blessing. But this morning I want to ask you, what is the major blessings that are in your life this morning? What are three major blessings that is found in every believer's life this morning? And if that person is not a believer, they can be a believer before they walk out of this place this morning. I was talking to a young man this week and I'd met him in Winfield, Alabama, and I hadn't seen him in a while. And I asked him a question. I said, man, where are you going to church? Where are you attending church at now? And he told me where he was going and where he had visited. And he said, I just can't find a church where I can feel what I need to feel. I told that young man this. I said, listen, hey, it's good to feel God. Can I get an amen? Hey, it's good to feel His presence. It's good to feel His power. It's good to feel His breath upon your neck. But I told him this. I said, son, don't you always go on your feelings. You always go on the Word of God and what that Bible teaches you. And this morning, I want to give you three major blessings. God always gives us plenty to be thankful for. And just in this one verse, we see these major blessings. Number one, I want to show you this, the major blessing that is in our life, and that is the goodness of God. Look with me in verse number 4. He says, not knowing that the goodness of God. It is the goodness of God this morning that we're all here this morning. It's the goodness of God this morning that you got breath in your lungs. It's the goodness of God this morning that you've got a job that you can go to in the morning. It's the goodness of God that you've got a family. It's the goodness of God that you've got a home over your head and shoes on your feet and breath in your lungs and clothes on your back and money in the bank. It's the goodness of God that you've got these things. But the goodness of God this morning is that He is long-suffering this morning. That's the goodness of God. In 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9, we see, hey, it's the goodness of God this morning that we are where we're at this morning. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? That they should come to repentance. We see the goodness of God. It is long-suffering. When I was out running the road and didn't want nothing to do with God, He wanted everything to do with me, Brother JD. I thank God this morning that the goodness of God came looking for me. I didn't go looking for Him. He came looking for me. He found me down in the mire and down in the clay, down in the depths of the world. And He reached down and came out of glory and sent His Son Jesus. And then Jesus sent the Holy Ghost and come into my life that day, convicted me of my sin, turned me around and put me on a straight path. And this morning, can I say, it ain't nothing to do about me. It's all with the goodness of God. Can I get an amen? I see His goodness is His long-suffering. I see it ain't only long-suffering, the goodness of God. I wonder how long He suffered and waited on you. Wait on me a long time, amen. I see the goodness of God is long-suffering in this verse. He said, know ye not that He is long-suffering? I see the goodness of God is love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He did what? That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank God this morning that His goodness is long-suffering. I thank God this morning that His goodness is love this morning. And I thank God this morning that His goodness is a light in this dark world. It is a light that comes into a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl, and they no longer live in darkness. They no longer live in that sin, but they come out from among it, and they be separate in the world that we live in. The Bible says, in Psalm 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You say, preacher, what is that this morning? I want to share with you the goodness of God. And when you get saved, He saves your soul. That light that comes on the inside, no longer you're in darkness, but you're in the light. Boy, I thank God for that, don't you? I thank God that I'm no longer in darkness, but I'm in the light. You say, what kind of light is that? The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. You know what that lamp does, Brother Brent? That lamp don't shine way out there. That lamp shines right there where you're at. Every morning at 5 o'clock, we get up and drink coffee, and the kids are still in the bed, and we don't cut on a spotlight, a bright light, a strobe light, Brother OJ. We don't cut none of them things on. We turn the lamp on. We want dim. We see exactly what we want to see. And the Bible says the goodness of God is like a lamp unto you, Brother Jake. He puts that lamp right at your feet. Hey, you can see everywhere you go. You can make sure that when you're walking, you don't walk in the path of darkness or deception, but you can walk in that marvelous light. He said, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That same word of God that'll light up your feet and everywhere you go is the same word that is a light that'll shine out in front of you. The same word. That same word that'll light your path. It'll be a lamp right here that you can see right there amongst you. It is the same word, the goodness of God. He'll take that same word and he'll spread it out in front of you. You say, preacher, I don't know where to go. Get in the Bible, it'll show you. I don't know what to do. Get in the Word, it'll show you. He said, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. He said, preacher, is all the Word does, all it does is lighten my feet and shines my path. Oh no, it's also a fire that burns down deep in the bones. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 29, for our God is a consuming fire this morning. He'll consume you. He'll take you over this morning. I see in the Bible, in Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing. You didn't know. I didn't know that the goodness of God. I don't only see the goodness of God, but I see the guidance of God. Not only his goodness, how good he is. Man, I can't explain to y'all how good God is. Do you understand how good God is? If it ain't for God, we all go to hell. Let me just tell you how good he is for just a minute. Without God, you're all and I am hellbound and can't do nothing about it. See, we didn't come up with the plan. We didn't come up with the provision. God did. He looked down in his goodness and in his foreknowing and his foreknowledge, and he says they've got to have a sacrifice. They've got to have somebody to deliver them. They've got to have somebody to lead them, somebody to direct them, somebody to guide them. He said, in him and all my goodness and my foreknowledge, I'm going to set out before him. And this morning, I want you to know, if you get down in a pity party and you get down in doom and gloom, you tell old Satan to get back in the name of Jesus. You've got a good God. Amen. Whoa, glory. He's a good God. He leads that path in your life. He ain't only good, but he guides. What good is it if he don't guide you? What good is it if he don't guide you? Son, let me tell you something. Why would you want him to be your Lord if you ain't going to let him guide you? Man, he said he's good to us. He's good to us. And then he guides us. Look what he says in this one simple verse. That the goodness of God, what does it do? It leads thee. Not only is he good, but man, he'll guide you in the way you need to go. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God for what he does in my life. I thank God that only he good. I can say he's good anywhere I go. But Brother Mike Lindley, I can also tell you he guides my life. I see you back there, brother. I see that glow all about you this morning. Hey, he ain't only good, but he guides. Amen. He guides you right where you need to go all the days of your life. Look what he says, that he leads us. Why does he lead us, Brother BJ? He leads you, he guides you, and he protects you. Can I say he'll never lead you nowhere and guide you nowhere that he ain't provided protection for you when you get there? Anywhere he leads you and guides you, he'll protect you when you get there. He'll protect you on the way to get there, and he'll do it in your life. In Psalm 23 and verse number 2, the Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. There it is. There it is. That's your protection. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When everything is array and everything's chaos, you know what he does? He lays me down where I need to lay, and he guides me where I need to go. He said, I'm going to bring you by these still waters. I'm going to take you where you need to go. I'm going to do in your life what you can't do. I'm going to do what you know to do and won't do. I'm going to make provision when you don't even know there's a way to make provision. I'm going to take care of you. I don't know about you this morning, but that just does something to my heart to know that he's guiding me all the days of my life. He said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. I want you to think about that this morning. how good God's been to you, how good God's been to me, and how he's guided me. I can look back over my life and I can see times that Brother Eric Carruth, if God hadn't been guiding, I'd been in trouble a long time ago. Man, he's guided me and took care of me, and he does that in my life every single day. I wonder who in here this morning say, preacher, God's been good to me, but I sure ain't letting guide me the way I should. Can I say this? He'll never guide you to the honky-tonk. He'll never guide you in a place that's wrong, that's not right. He'll always guide you in the right place. He'll lead you in the right place. He'll put you around the right people at the right place at the right time. I've seen that many times in my life, how when he guides, he provides, and he takes care of us. I wonder who in here this morning needs guidance in their life. You say, preacher, I know I'm born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, but I find myself sometimes off where I don't need to be. What I need? You just need to let God be your guide. You need to let God be your guide. He'll guide you right where you need to go. He'll take care of you every time in your life. You've heard this many a times, and you've heard it many, many times. Every time we get in the car, I tell Brandy we're going to go somewhere we've never been. I say, turn the GPS on. She'll turn that thing on, and we'll get going down the road. And I get thinking, I know where I'm going, Brother Kevin. I think, I know where I'm going. I tell her, I say, cut that thing off. We ain't went 40 miles down the road. I say, cut it back on. She'll cut it back on. We'll go another 40 miles. I say, turn it off. That ain't what I like. That's how we do God, ain't it? I thought about this. It's how we do God, ain't it? He's been so good. And everybody here said he's been good. You amened him. You amened him. You amened him. I didn't. I amened him for myself. Amen. He's been good. But if I ask you, are you letting him guide you, could you say, amen? You say there's a difference in his goodness and his guidance. And when he gets to that place in your life that he starts guiding you and where you're going to go, you're going to be on roads you didn't think you was going to be on. You're going to meet people you didn't think you was going to meet. And you're going to have a peace that passes all understanding. This morning I want to show you something else that's in this text, and it's going to blow your mind. I see the goodness of God, and this is where I want to spend the rest of my time on this next point. I see the goodness of God. I see the guidance of God. This week I was guided by the hand of God to tell the truth on an issue. I called my wife. I won't go into the issue. I called my wife. I said, I got an issue. We call her wives. Amen. And maybe why you're in trouble as much as you are, you ain't getting good solid advice, amen? A wife will tell, let me say this, a wife or a mama don't care about your feelings. Can I get an amen? Amen. They got your best interest in mind. They ain't worried about you, about like a preacher. They ain't worried about your feelings or what you got going on. They got your best interest in mind. They're going to tell you the truth. And I asked her, I said, how should I handle this? And she said, well, here's how I would handle it. She said, but here's how you're going to handle it, because I know you. You see, it's good to be guided in the way that you need to go. But I don't only, Brother Jerry Gabby, see the goodness of God. I don't only see the guidance of God in this verse, but I see the gift of God in this verse. He said, know ye not, listen here, he said, know ye not, it's the goodness of God, there's the goodness, that leadeth, he's guiding, he's pulling me, he's guiding me. Well, God don't make me go nowhere. Oh, man, I disagree. I disagree a lot. There's a lot of things I wouldn't do the way I do if he wasn't pushing me that way. He'd get out and nudge on me a little bit. I'll be wanting to go that way. He'll just lean up against me. He ain't just doing all this, but he's just easing me along that way. And if you'll edge a little bit here, before long, you'll be on the right path. Right? He's a big old God. I see his goodness. I see his guidance, but I see his gift. Know ye not that it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance? There's nobody in this room will repent or can repent if God ain't led you there. Write it in your margin of your Bible if you want something. Nobody in this room has the power to repent or just say, I'm going to repent. I'm going to change. I'm going to turn. Nobody in this room has that power unless God's drawing on you. A lot of people will teach you, if you want to, you can quit it. If you loved your family, you'd quit. If you loved your children, you know how many daddies I know that love their family, love their children, love everything, and they're still caught up in the same old sin? You know why? Because that Holy Ghost of heaven still needs to be drawing on that heart. There's somebody here this morning, maybe dealing with something here this morning. You know what it is? It's that Holy Ghost of heaven that gets pulling on that man's heart, on that woman's heart, that brings that repentance in their life. It's the goodness of God. What does he do? He leads you to repentance. Nobody in this room wants to say, I'm sorry. I'll turn around, I'll change, I'll do right, I'll follow Jesus, I'll commit my life to him, I'll surrender to him, I'll ask him to come into my life. Nobody wants to do that on their own. You know what does it? It's the goodness of God that leads you and leads me to repentance. So, preacher, how do I know when it is? It's when that old heart's beating in your chest like it is right now. It's beating you up one side and down the other. It's beating on the inside. And you said, I need a change. I want to change. Can I change? How will I change? It'll only change by repentance through the goodness of God. Amen. I'll never forget. I was at the jail one time preaching. Me and some other guys was at the jail at Lamar County preaching, Brother Eric Caruth. We was down there preaching. I'm talking about some preaching one of them old good messages. Man, this old guy in the back, big black guy, nothing against a black guy. Amen. He was at the back. He raised his hand. He said, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. He raised his hand up. And went back there where he was. I'm talking about 6'8". I'm talking about whoop everybody in that room. And he got down and he said, I want to be saved. I showed him the plan of salvation. He said, that's what I want. I want Jesus to come into my life. I said, well, you're going to have to ask him. We knelt down there and he got down on his knees just like this, Brother J.D., God's my witness. And he led in praying. He said, Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for how good you've been to me. I thank you for everything you've done in my life. I thank you. And he just thanked him for everything under the sun. And when he went to say amen, he went to get up. And I had my hand on his back and I wouldn't let him up. I just held him down there for a minute. And I said, not one time in your life did you admit you was a sinner. Not one time did you repent. Not one time did you ask Jesus to come into your life. And I don't want you to get up from this place only knowing the goodness of God and only knowing that God can guide you and not understanding the gift of God is repentance through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We repent and ask Jesus to come into our life. That guy fell on over, Brother J.D., all down on his face. And son, he got calling stuff out and make the devil blush. I'm talking about son, he got calling out sin in his life. He got repenting, asked God to forgive him, saying he would turn, never do that again. He'd walk a new life if Jesus would come into his life and save his soul and deliver him. All of a sudden, that 6'8 joker jumped up from there. He started hollering, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Son, I'm telling you, the first time he'd have get up, he'd have been a fake. But that second time he got up, I want you to know he had met Jesus, amen. I was down at Max Minute Mark getting gas one day, and he pulled up in an Impala, had them old chrome wheels on it, pulled up beside me. I didn't know who he was. He jumped out of the car, and he said, hey, brother, come here. I forgot who he was. I went over where he at. He grabbed me up, hugged me to death, about squeezed all the life out of me. And he told all of his buddies that was around him. He said, listen. And he told the story about one night in jail. I'm asking you a question this morning. You said, yeah, he's been good to me. Even a lost man say God's been good to him. Even a lost man say I've seen the hand of God all over my life. Even when I was lost, I could see it. But only a saved person can say I've accepted the gift. I've accepted that gift. Let me show you what that gift to do. He said it's the goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance. You ever been in a place you just had to confess? Riding down the road, man, it get all over. You got to tell it. You just got to let it out. And ain't nobody in the, and nobody's there with you. Nothing's going on. There's nobody pressuring you, but it's something on the inside. Folks, that's the goodness of God. And that's that repentance that he's wanting you and I to do, to turn. There's only saved people repent, preacher. Well, Lord, no. Even lost people from time to time have to have repentance in their life. Say, Lord, I've been going the wrong way. I've not been letting you guide me. I need to go a different way. Let me show you about this gift that I'm talking about before we dismiss. Let me show you this gift that I'm talking about, the gift of God. He said, know ye not, it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. I see the gift of God, number one, is repentance. He allows you to repent. Number two, not only does he allow you to repent, there's a restoration takes place in your life when you get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. You repent. There's a restoration that takes place. You've been restored. You've been set free. There's a new life that comes inside of you. That spirit's been connected back to the Heavenly Father. I see repentance. I see restoration has taken place in a person's life. They've been restored. But I also see the riches. Ephesians 2:7, the Bible says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Do you know right now we're living in the grace dispensation era? That's where you're at right now, in the age of grace. We're in the age of grace, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:8. Look with me in Ephesians 2:8. Let me show you this in the Bible before we dismiss. Ephesians 2, verse number 8. Let me show you this morning. Ephesians 2:7 is what we just read. Let me show you Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, And that not of yourselves, it is the what? Gift. Gift. I listen to a lot of preaching. And I've listened to them on how to be saved. I love listening to people's different angles of how to be saved. It almost blows your mind. And a lot of times when they start out, they say, if you'll just confess your sins, call on the name of the Lord, repent, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believe that He was buried and on the third day He rose again, you shall be saved. I agree with that. That if we admit, believe, and confess, I believe that. Admit that I'm a sinner. Believe He died on the cross and be willing to confess my sin. I believe that. Confess He's Lord. I believe that. Let me back up and give you something here. You wouldn't believe the times there's no repentance mentioned. There's no repentance mentioned. Folks, in the life that we live in, it is a gift. Repentance is a gift. Repentance restores back what's been broken. Repentance is nothing more than saying this, God, you're right and I'm wrong. That's just old Detroit term, but God, you're right and I'm wrong. And God, I need to have fellowship with you like never before. This morning, I want to read this to you. Let's make it our priority to thank God for His goodness, His guidance, and especially His gift of salvation, which is through repentance, which is through having a relationship with Christ Jesus. I wouldn't go out on a limb here. I would just tell the truth. A person that's still living the same way needs repentance. A person that's still living the same way needs repentance. Will it change me, preacher, when you repent and you get online with God and you say, God, I am a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior? There's not one person that He will ignore. The Bible says He's no respecter of persons. He'll meet you right where you're at today. I think about how good He's been to me. And I think about how He's guided me. But I never seen it like I needed to see it until I finally repented, Brother J.D. Been in jail, been locked up, didn't care. I could care less what you or anybody else thought then. Still out of your mama's own purse. She leave it laying out. You sorry. You doggone right I was sorry. You wasn't worth nothing. You doggone right I wasn't worth nothing. Let me tell you about a day in my life right quick when I became somebody. August 27, 2007, I ain't got to back up a skinny minute on it. I was there. People says, I don't know if I got saved or not. Well, you're probably not saved because you'd know if you was there. I know when my son and my daughter was born, I was there. There was something happened. We went in without a kid. We come out with a kid. Something happened. The day I got saved, I came out a new person. Changed, born again. Washed in the blood of Jesus. That night, I experienced the goodness of God. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Man, I feel that Spirit thinking here. The goodness of God. And from that day, He has guided me. Guided me. If I know I've wronged you, it wears me out. I want to make it right. If I've wronged anybody, I want to make it right. It wears me out. Why? Because I have the gift of God living inside of me. This morning, if you don't see how good He is and you're not letting Him guide your life, why not come receive Him? Or why not come to the place you say, Lord, I've received You years ago, but I've not enjoyed my gift the way that I should. Come into my life. Save me. Or Lord, I want to rededicate my life to You. I want to get back in a fellowship with You that everybody knows that You've been better than good to me. Father, I love You and I thank You for this day. Lord, I thank You for the blessings of life. I thank You for Your goodness. Oh, Lord, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Father, so much for how good You've been. I thank You for how You guide this church. You guide these folk. But, Lord, I thank You for how You guide me. And Lord, You know what we needed this morning before we ever come in. Father, You was here yesterday. Today ain't caught You off guard. You're the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, this morning, whoever walked in, I don't believe they stumbled in. I don't believe they fell in. I believe you intentionally got them up this morning, got them dressed, and got them to your house. I believe in your foreknowledge, you knew what they needed today, and you led them to this place, you led them to here, that they may hear a word. And Lord, I'd pray you'd lead them down this aisle to an old-timey altar that they can do business with you. Lord, for that Christian that's in here that's down and out, doom and gloom, and they just don't know how much longer they can hold on. Lord, I'd pray they'd come to this altar this morning and realize there's not nothing you're doing in their life to hurt them. It's just all for your good and your glory. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in no other name but the name of Jesus. I ask and I do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.